Okay, so it's Thursday the 10th of March 2011, and yeah, I woke up this morning around quarter past six and all that, and made my way to work about half seven. Journey in wasn't bad at all. Got to work around quarter past eight and then got a day set up. It was my day to go and check the track and all those sort of bits, so went and did that. It was all good, not too bad, but it's really windy today, really, really windy, and also quite cloudy, stuff like that. Mild though, around sort of 10 degrees by the middle of the day. After the briefing, got all the bits and pieces sorted out. I had a meeting with peers, just to say what the sort of new roles, responsibilities, etc. is going to do, and that went well. He was really pleased with some bits and pieces I said. I said, well done for sorting out cars and things like that and making a plan, and he said that's the first bit of good news he'd had in a while, so that was all nice, and it sort of shows through the rest of the day for him as well, so we've got to keep him on a high and he'll perform well. So that was good. And then after that, I've been trying to structure the plan of roles and responsibilities for the whole team. Pretty much got everybody doing what they need to be doing, and yeah, we'll be monitoring those over the next few months, etc. So that'll be cool. After that, got to around 11 o'clock. The senior drivers meeting was me, Lee, Piers, Andrew, and Gary. And we went through various things, talked about certain stuff with events, cars, allocation, Lee with developing training modules, things like that, which I've been getting his teeth stuck into, so that's been good. And also me telling everybody about what the new responsibilities are, so everybody was pleased with that. Went to have lunch upstairs with Jody, Lee, Tiff, and various other people. And yeah, it wasn't too bad. Then got back down for quarter past one, where we did a team briefing for the people on PM. Had a couple of big events in today, so we had Vodafone in, and also some other event. Can't remember what the name is right now. Which went on for the whole afternoon, track 4x4, etc. After that, at 2 o'clock, I had a meeting with Andrew, Gary, Rob East, Dave Hall, where we were just chatting about some stuff, which we got sorted out. And then, 2:30, I had to go to a briefing and lead those guys to brief Vodafone. They were running a little bit late, but we had a good briefing with them. Then they go out and track in the afternoon, so that was all cool. Once that was happening, I made my way back to track control. Also saw Dad briefly in the middle of the day as well. He came and had a visit, and he was meeting Alan Wynne from Brooklands Museum, and Val. Also John Surtees was with him, and Andrew Mallory as well, so they were having a lunch in the Gull Wing. Saw him briefly while I was doing my briefing for Vodafone, and then he had to shoot off, and I had to do what I needed to do. In the afternoon, did bits and pieces, sat down with Andrew. He started talking about the Double 12 and other events which are miles off, but he needs to know about. So I thought, why are we talking about this? But that was all not too bad. And he's got some good ideas for kids driving and stuff like that as well. Then started wrapping up the day. Piers was looking to getting all the cars sorted out and updating the system with a new spreadsheet and things, so he's fired up, which is nice. I did the radios and got that sorted out, and then me and Ricky locked down the track, made our way home. On the way back, met Julie at Morrison's. Got a few little bits and bobs for the rest of the week, and then got home. When I got home, chilled out, watched a bit of TV, bits and pieces, and then that was it for today. So quite a lot going on, but like a bit of that. And until next time, goodbye now.